In other news, yesterday the FDA approved use of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for adolescents aged 12 to 15. This is welcome news for parents who've watched as infection rates in schools and youth sports have gone up in recent weeks and months. This may also provide some clarity around school plans for the fall. Here to tell us what we know is Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. Kate, welcome back.
Hello, April.
What do we know about the evidence that this vaccine is safe or effective for kids?
Yeah, so the FDA is basing this emergency use authorization on a study that was done by Pfizer. They took about 2,200 kids, 12 to 15. About half of them got placebo, half of them got the vaccine. They followed them for about 2 months, and a week after the second dose, the placebo group had 16 cases of COVID, and the vaccinated group did not have a single case. So that's a 100% effectiveness rate. It's even better than what we saw in adults.
Wow.
And in terms of safety, the side effects, yeah, were minimal. Again, very similar to what we saw in adults. Some pain around like the arm with the injection site, some, you know, fever, cold, flu-ish kind of symptoms. Nothing that lasted just 1 to 3 days. And kids experienced it a little bit more on sort of that second dose, like I know a lot of us did. So that plus the adult study data that we already had, that was enough for the FDA to say, okay, this meets our requirements.
So how soon could families actually be able to get doses scheduled?
Well, there are still a few hoops that this has to go through before you even look at just the logistics of this. So tomorrow, the CDC's advisory group is going to meet to sort of talk about best practices here. But parents have probably been hearing about this. Certainly pediatricians and health systems have been getting ready for this. So this is something where the groundwork is already laid.
Kate, I know among adults, there are certainly folks who felt this is still a pretty new vaccine. Maybe I'm just going to hold off and wait for a bit. I've got to believe there are parents who might be doing that same math for their kids.
Yeah, there is definitely real hesitancy here. There was a recent study that found that about 14% of dads say that they're resistant to getting their kids vaccinated. It was even higher for mom. It was about 25% of moms said they were extremely unlikely to vaccinate their kids. Like other vaccine hesitancies, this fell along political and demographic lines. Parents of teenagers, so this group that we're talking about, the 12 to 15, they were a little less resistant to having their kids vaccinated than small children. But this is definitely something, again, that pediatricians and doctors in the health system have known that this was going to be something they would need to grapple with. So that in itself is not unexpected. It will really be a matter of, can the health system have these one-on-one conversations with parents in a way that addresses their concerns, especially some of the ones that we've been hearing have become sort of, I guess, more popular myths lately about it being able to impact fertility or somehow like change your DNA. There's no evidence for any of this, but parents and kids, especially when it comes to their own kids, you know, they want to have that conversation with somebody they trust. So that's going to be a big part of how this rolls out. Are people able to reach parents and children on that level?
I want to ask more about that in a minute, but first, Kate, have you heard anything about whether the COVID vaccine might become mandatory for schools the way that measles vaccines are?
Yeah, so I would not be surprised if down the line this is something that's considered. From just like a regulatory standpoint, that can't happen yet because, again, this is an emergency use authorization from the FDA. So it doesn't have full approval. And in order to make something mandatory from the school standpoint, you have to have full FDA approval. We already know that the drug companies are going to ask for full approval for the adult COVID vaccine. For children, will probably come pretty soon here. So I don't know where we're going to be by like September, but it's entirely possible, and I would say probably even likely, that we will start to see this become something just like the measles vaccine, where the schools are mandating this in order to send your kid to school.
With that in mind, and with the idea that it's going to take some one-on-one conversations to sell families, where are we in terms of our ability to fold kids into a current structure for vaccinations for their COVID shots? Are we any closer to the day when primary care docs might offer this as a part of an annual checkup before school starts?
That is very much the goal, and even the White House has come out and said, you know, we want this to be for kids, something that they get from family physicians, from their pediatricians. I think Biden called it like easy, fast, and free. Like in the same way that you get any other vaccination, they want you to be able to do this from your pediatrician's office. It's going to take some time because that's a huge change to the system that we've been doing. it's also just like logistically difficult sometimes to store these vaccines, you know, if you don't have an ultra cold freezer. So I would expect that you will probably be able to continue getting this at places like your retail pharmacy before you're able to get this at the pediatrician's office. But that's definitely something that is coming down the line.
Real briefly, Kate, for parents of kids 11 and under who may be listening, what's the outlook for seeing the vaccine extended to younger children?
We've heard from Pfizer that they're planning to ask for the emergency use authorization for kids 2 to 11, probably September. So I'd expect that around that time.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. You can read her reporting at michiganradio.org. Kate, thank you.
Thanks, April.